You're listening to the Daily Meditation Podcast, and in today's episode, you're going to be guided in a meditation on purity, and this is episode 417. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. This is Mary Meckley, and I'm so honored to have you here as you're showing up for yourself. Good for you for doing this for yourself. The 10 minutes or so we spend together may just be the most important time you spend all day. Well, in today's meditation, we're going to continue with this series of including the principles of the Japanese tea ceremony into meditations. And the principle we're focusing on today is purity. And you're going to be exploring a breathing technique for purity. So as you get ready to meditate, make sure that you're seated nice and comfortably in your meditation space. Sit up straight, relax your spine, relax your face and your jaw, relax your neck, and your shoulders. Feel the tension drain away. Relax your chest and your arms. Relax your hands and your stomach and your hips. And relax your thighs. Loosen your knees. Relax your calves. And relax your feet. Move them around and then relax them. These are areas of your body where you're likely to hold tension. So every time you sit down to meditate, it's a good practice to kind of scan your body and release the tension you feel there. Close your eyes gently and keep your eyes elevated ever so slightly, not in a forced way, just gently lifted upward. This keeps your thoughts high as you meditate. And notice your breath. As you inhale and exhale through your nose, feel the cool, refreshing air enter your nose. And as you exhale, feel the hot air leave your body. Just notice yourself inhaling and exhaling, honoring exactly how you're feeling right now, honoring the day you're having. Allowing yourself to gently transition from whatever you were doing to this moment of peace. As you're inhaling and exhaling, consciously relax your body. And I want to mention that I invite you to join a private Facebook group that's free. You can find out how to join that at sipandom.com. That's my website. You'll find all the different meditation techniques used in this week's meditation series, which is called Tea Life, Tea Mind. And when you're there, you can also sign up for a free 100-day meditation quest. And this is where I guide you through different meditations over 100 days. Every week, you receive a full week's worth of meditations, and you'll learn how to meditate, how to experience the stillness in your body. You'll learn how to manage different aspects of your life through these different meditation series I offer each week. As you're breathing, you might want to place your hand on your stomach, because I want you to relax your stomach. I want you to consciously be aware of each inhale through your nose, feeling your abdomen rise up, and with each exhale through your nose, feeling your abdomen sink back downward. This is going to allow you to oxygenate your entire body. As you're sitting there, I want to read to you from Tea Life, Tea Mind by Soshitsu Sen the 15th, one of the grand tea masters of Japan, whose family has passed the tradition of tea down for hundreds of years. And I had the chance to study the tea ceremony when I lived in Japan. And I remember reading through this book again and again, memorizing the principles. Well, the principle for today we're exploring is purity. And as we explore this principle, I want you to give yourself a purifying breath that we'll do together as soon as I finish sharing some words of wisdom with you from Soshitsu Sen the 15th. Purity through the simple act of cleaning is an important part of a tea gathering. In the preparation beforehand, the actual service of tea, and after the guests have left, the storing away of the utensils, and the final closing of the tea room. Such actions as clearing the dust from the room and the dead leaves from the garden path all represent clearing the dust of the world or the worldly attachments from one's heart and mind. It is then, after putting aside material concerns, that people and things can be perceived in their truest state. The act of cleaning thus enables one to sense the pure and sacred essence of things, man, and nature. He goes on to say, and this is the part that's most important that I want you to really internalize as you meditate today. When the host is cleaning and arranging the areas that the guests will occupy, he is establishing order also within himself. This order is essential as he attends to the details of the tea room and garden path. He is no less attending to his own consciousness and to the state of mind in which he will serve his guest. And I have a challenge for you today and this week. I challenge you to keep your spaces, your environment, extra tidy today and clean it yourself. I learned this when I did live in Japan, not only with the tea ceremony where we were constantly required to clean the tea room, but I learned it with all the arts that I studied there. And I learned it as well in the company that I worked for. And even children there clean their own schools. Because there is a psychological process. When you order your environment, you feel very connected to it, and it helps you to organize your mind, your thoughts. It affects your consciousness on a deep level. And so I challenge you to take care of your spaces and to organize them and clean them yourself. Where I happen to live, I am the only person that I do know that cleans my own home. And I do this intentionally because I've found this order is so vital to me. And I remember Shizu Iha when I lived on the island of Okinawa for a year. I lived in the narrowest point on the island in this condo unit. There were five condos, and Shizu Iha, Madame Iha, as they called her, was the wealthiest woman on the island. She was an incredibly brilliant woman at real estate, and she had amassed a great fortune. And she lived in the top condo. The whole penthouse was hers. And then I lived in one of the other condos. And I remember how she would have all of the different condo owners to her home periodically just to thank us for sharing her space with her. She had built and designed these amazing condos that overlooked the South China Sea. And so we would go to her home and she would have prepared everything on her own. She had homes all over the world. Well, she prepared everything on her own, and she was in her 70s at that time. And she also cleaned everything. So there were probably 20 of us there in her home, and she would not allow us to help her. And I just remember feeling so humbled. And she would sweep her penthouse steps every morning, and she would clean her home. And this left a great impression on me, because so many people feel that cleaning their spaces is beneath them, as if the dirt and the dust that has accumulated there is beneath them. But cleaning your space is all about energizing it. It's all about ordering it and making it yours. This is your space, your life that you live. And you live in these spaces. And when you spend time cleaning them and organizing them, you will start to notice that you become much more focused. And you have a lot of pride, not because you cleaned your space necessarily, but because you have a greater sense of your space and your belongings. You waste less, you buy less, because you see you have enough, and the things you have and that you care for and clean become so much more meaningful to you. So that is my challenge to you. So let's give you a purity breath. As you do this breath, I want you to think of something that you need to cleanse from your mind. So every day this week, I'd like you to give yourself a purity breath, where whatever's foremost on your mind that you need to release, a negative thought, something that's holding you back from yourself, give yourself a purity breath and release that thought each morning. Now, you can do this throughout your day anytime as well. So here's how we're going to do it. Sit up straight again, scan your body, relax your jaw, your shoulders, and your stomach. Now I want you to inhale to the count of three, nice and long and slow. And I want you to visualize this negative thought that may be holding you back, this feeling that's not supporting you. And then I want you to hold the inhale through the exhale, just for the count of two. And then as you exhale through your nose, do so to the count of three. And visualize yourself sweeping it from your mind, sweeping it from your space, sweeping it away from you. So again, inhale through your nose, nice and even, to the count of three. Hold the pause for two counts. And as you exhale through your nose, nice and even, release this negative thought. Exhale to the count of three. Very nice. You can do this to any count you want, but I've noticed it works well to the count of 3, 2, 3. Again, inhale to the count of three, visualizing this thought, just becoming aware of its presence, this mood you may be in that's negative or holding you back. And hold for two, just noticing how you feel. exhale, slow and even to the count of three, scrubbing it from your mind, sweeping it from your thoughts. Very nice. I am so proud of you because this can take a lot out of you. I have so enjoyed sharing this meditation with you. And as always, remember, you are so worth slowing down for.